All right, this is part three of our nonpartisan.
And you know, a week ago, I did not intend to make this part three.
Oh, yeah.
There are other exciting things that have happened in the last week that we need to talk about in terms of the local elections, which are happening tomorrow. So please go vote. If you have not voted yet, you can't early vote today, Monday, but tomorrow is election day. Please go to Vote 411 Wisconsin, read the La Crosse Tribune candidate profiles, make an informed decision, and go out and vote tomorrow. It is massively important. Having said that, I didn't intend for this to be a part three, but so many kind of weird, strange things have happened with this race, and almost all of them center around Bill Feehan, Republican 3rd CD chair, former chair of the La Crosse County Republican Party. So we're going to talk about that. But first, and this is really to his credit, last week we talked some about two candidates who were on a flyer for dark money for La Crosse School District from that same Project 1776 PAC that we talked about 2 years ago or a year ago when they did it. But Tim Alberts, really before, he actually came out against it before we recorded our podcast, but after it aired.
Yep. And that's in the description.
Right. And that's in the description. But basically said, I do not agree with this group. I don't support what they're doing. I have no idea how they decided me.
And he's been on La Crosse Talk to you.
Right. And that's, again, really to his credit. I think he has denounced that group and he has denounced the things that they're saying. And so I really want to be sure that we acknowledge him for denouncing that kind of terrible stuff. That was Tim Alberts running for La Crosse School Board. He is not an endorsed candidate. La Crosse County Democrats have only one endorsed candidate in that race. We are endorsing Jake Williams. And so we're supporting a write-in vote for that. But now we come back to Bill Feehan, and there's some weird stuff that has happened. And the first one is letters to the editor in the La Crosse Tribune become really important around this time of year. All the candidates really want people to send in letters to the editor supporting their candidate, supporting their cause, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's a lot of stuff that happens, and a lot of letters to the editor get printed by the Tribune. It turns out that three letters to the editor were fake and had to be pulled down by the La Crosse Tribune. Two of those letters were denouncing Kelly Leibold, who is running against Bill Feehan. The La Crosse Tribune issued a statement that basically is like, we are increasing the verification of our letters to the editor so that we have more information, and we're going to call people and verify that they wrote this after they send it in. And they've explained that they had to increase their verification process because of these three fake letters that came in, two of which were basically benefiting Bill Feehan.
Okay, so A, how do we know that they were fake, and B, are you accusing Bill Feehan of writing or sending?
I would say that someone close to Bill Feehan decided to write fake letters in a fake name. When they basically went through and looked, two of the letters were almost identical and they had fake names. The Tribune was able to figure out that they were fake. Again, the Tribune really just like said this matter of fact thing. They didn't say much else. But when you read between the lines, what it's basically saying is that someone close to Bill Feehan uploaded at least two of these three fake articles in an effort to bash his opponent. Sure. They weren't pro Feehan things. They were bashing his opponent, which of course should tell you everything you need to know about whether you should vote for Bill Feehan.
What do you mean by bashing?
Oh, just saying that she is not qualified, that she is bad for this reason or that reason. Just trying to dissuade people from voting for her without mentioning that the ad is coming from basically someone close to Bill Feehan. So look up all that stuff about the Tribune. Look at all those things. It's really weird because this is kind of the second time that Bill Feehan has been caught doing weird things, sending letters out, because we've got this whole Tribune thing, letters to the editor. And I don't know exactly what happened there, but it was definitely something fishy in service to Bill Feehan's campaign. But then three or four years ago, we had the thing where the Republicans sent out letters to high school graduates.
Yeah, a letter went out to high school graduates saying that Democrats are what was it? It was denounced Democrats are Nazis or just it was
right.
I don't think it's in Nazis, but it kind of promoted the Republican Party as the party of Lincoln and
right. Which I mean, I think that part is good, but it went to some really dark.
Well, here's the thing:
places.
Is Bill Feehan came on La Crosse Talk PM with me and said that the letters amounted to essentially the way the letters sounded like one of those
it was
people.
Like the Unabomber.
The Unabomber, yeah, okay. That was it. Yeah, that was the phrase. It was something like, yeah, this is akin to someone like the Unabomber writing a letter. And then
the first thing that happened is he came on and said that the Republican Party did not write it and that it was probably that it must have been a liberal group trying to make Republicans look bad. And then 2 days later, emails were found proved that Bill Feehan knew about the letter, knew what its origins was.
Yeah, the La Crosse County Republican Party Executive Committee had written the letter. If something like that happened in the Democratic Party, would you guys have to come out? Would you come out with a statement? statement and said, we have removed this member from the executive committee, you know, like 100%. Apologize for this, yes. You know, anything like that.
Again, the second time that something weird has happened with letters in Bill Feehan. Another kind of odd, interesting thing happening with this Bill Feehan race is that when you look at the campaign finance reports for some of the conservatives running, a lot of whom received $400 and $500 donations from the Republican Party. 400 in December, most of them got 500 in like January, February. When you look at their disbursements, in other words, where they spent money, several of these people, several of the conservatives gave $400 to an organization called Red Bluffs Consulting LLC for consulting work and graphic design work.
Okay, so the Republican Party gives friends of so-and-so.
The Republican Party gives friends of Mike Broney.
Just a candidate in the...
Right.
A candidate conservative in the candidate in the nonpartisan race.
Give him $900.
But we know that. That's true.
Yeah, that's true. It's all in the documents.
And then friends of candidate hires this LLC.
Hires this LLC and gives them money for consulting work and graphic design work.
Okay.
Red Bluffs Consulting is Bill Feehan. It's the company that is owned and 100% run by Bill Feehan. So the Republican Party, controlled by Bill Feehan, donates money to the candidate. The candidate then donates money to Bill Feehan's company.
Not donates, but purchases.
Purchases things. And again, I'm not saying there's anything illegal about that, but we should all be very suspicious of why there's this weird circle of money happening that goes from the Republican Party to the candidate, who then goes back to this consulting group that is then 100% wholly owned and run by Bill Feehan. And this is multiple of the candidates. It's not just one. I have documentation of at least three of the candidates paying $400 for consulting work to Red Bluffs Consulting LLC.
Is it funny that it's always $400 and not like $200?
It's a bit odd. And it's a bit odd that it's the Republican Party donated $400.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is the coincidental.
Right.
Because I could take.
I don't think there's anything
because
illegal.
If you gave me $400. Right. Yeah. I could go, this consulting company, here's $200. I want you to do this. I'm going to take the other $200 and use it on gas to drive around.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that.
So at the very least, off of this race, Bill Feehan has made $1,200. I can document and prove that this race, Bill Feehan has earned $1,200 from a combination of three different candidates. And again, this is what I can kind of show through the documentation. And so this race in which he is yelling, screaming about things, potentially doing weird things with letters to the editor, all of that.
Well, I mean, you say yelling and screaming, but is he yelling and screaming?
I would categorize the way in which some of his attack ad flyers are going out is yelling and screaming. Let me give you an example.
When you say his attack ad flyers, what do you mean?
I mean, attack ad flyers that were sent by him and his campaign.
To his district against his opponent?
Yep.
Okay.
My favorite, it is a picture of his opponent, Kelly Leibel, wearing a face mask and talking. She's obviously giving a speech. And she's wearing a face mask. And then in huge letters, it says, Kelly Leibel, too extreme. Kelly Leibel is not the right person to be our voice on the county board. And again, the only thing that it says that big screed, and then it's got a picture of her wearing a mask. And so wearing a mask makes her too extreme.
Again, we'll just say the brain cancer survivor.
Right.
At some point in time was wearing a mask.
So when I say like he's going out yelling, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Okay.
He has spent so far, because I only know how much he spent up to a certain point, up until like middle of March, because that's when the campaign finance rules say you have to turn in something in, blah, blah, blah. But so far, he has spent $3,000, just his campaign. And these are not the attack ads coming that are paid for by the Republican Party. That's a whole other thing. But just his campaign has spent $3,000 on flyers for his candidacy. Now, some of those, as we said, totally legitimate. Hi, I'm Bill Feehan. This is what I believe. This is what I want to do. Blah, blah, blah. That's great. But a huge amount of them, and if you live in District 1, you know that because you're getting them in the mail, a huge amount of them are these attack ads. So why is Bill Feehan so concerned with attacking his opponent instead of trying to defend his own side? And that's the question that I really want to ask with this entire podcast is, if Bill Feehan wants to run on his record, why doesn't he run on his record? Why doesn't he spend his money and time getting out there and telling people why he should be on the board, what he wants to do? Why is he spending so much time and energy and focus and doing weird shenanigan things in order to attack his opponent instead? If he's the best person for the race, his record should prove that on his own, right? So that's the question that we have. And again, that's why the Democratic Party sent out flyers just reminding people in District 1 that this is someone who literally attempted to overthrow a Democratic election. And is that the kind of person that we want on the county board here in La Crosse?
How does the party get money? Is it donations? I understand you did a drive a couple of weeks ago.
Membership fees, which are $25 a year, or $10 if you are on a limited income, and then donations.
Donations. Does a state party give you money?
Yes, but it's weirdly circular because they give us money based on how much membership we have. As I said, I don't think there's anything illegal about this whole Red Bluff thing. Like, I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm just saying it's creepy.
Well, I'm trying to understand it.
One of the big things is people donate to the Republican Party. They spend money to become members of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And then that money then goes to the candidates. And then the candidates are apparently spending money to send it to Bill Feehan.
Yeah, who is no longer the party leader. So Bill Feehan is not the La Crosse County party leader.
Right, correct.
But he is the third CD correct. Party chair. Yeah. So
the La Crosse County Democratic Party meets the third Monday of every month at our office, 2318 State Road, right across the street from Java Vino. You can find out everything about our meetings and all of the other things we've got going on at our website, laxdems.com. You can also email me at chair@laxdems.com. I'm William Garcia. Have a great day.